Welcome to season one, episode one. Wink, wink, wink. Our first episode.
Our first episode that y'all will see.
Oh my gosh. Cheers to making it out. The Notes app.
Yes.
You are now listening to two Bessies on a couch, and we are not that kind of couch, by the way. Also, I know y'all don't see a physical couch, but
we even got a couch.
It's in storage.
It's in storage.
We got one.
But it's in storage.
But we in chairs right now. So, all right, so now we're about to get into our cocktails that we're going to sip every episode. Some will do virgin. I don't know. Honestly, it depends on the vibes. Whatever vibe I'm feeling. It could be green juice. Yeah, mixing. So today's cocktail is the Porn Star Martini. Woo-woo! I switched it up a little bit. It's blood orange season, so we got some blood orange in there, tequila, passion fruit liqueur, a little bit of lime juice, vanilla syrup. And traditionally, when I looked up the history of it, when it was made in Britain by a guy from Ghana, and he named it a porn star accordingly. Apparently, they said that porn stars usually start off with a glass of champagne. So we're going to have like a little champagne begin shooter to cheers with to our first episode.
Cheers to our first episode, guys. Ooh, the meet and greet. Oh, that's good. And then you just chase it with this?
Yeah.
So that is really good.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to our sponsor, Shadow Tequila. It is Black owned. Our friend has a company, him and his sister, straight from Memphis, Tennessee. This tequila is my favorite for sure. Not even because I know this man. They age their tequila in whiskey barrels. So it's like really smooth, has a little bit of sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So yeah, shout out to the Jasper fam. But yeah, let's get into this.
It's so good.
I just kind of shook it up and called it a day.
It's so good. I mean, phenomenal.
Oh, wow, this is a little vibe. But I know it's like popular right now. I've been seeing people trying to switch it up from the French 75s. Mm-hmm. So I saw a little Porn Star Martini. So I thought we'd jump on a little wave and make it a little different.
I love that.
But they be topping, other people top theirs off with champagne. So if you want to pour it on in there, go ahead.
Yes, I love this. It's really good. Y'all need to try this. It is good. So this podcast is about two besties who turn their phone calls into a podcast, which I'm so excited about. And basically what we're going to be talking about is just our viewpoints on life and how we basically navigated through our whole 20s, fashion, topics, like just politics, from sex to fashion, everything in between.
Yes. And you can expect us every Tuesday from here on out. But yeah, we are finally out the Notes app, y'all. We came really from a journey from a friend group that we had that was Melanie Mommy. Shout out to all of them, our girls. And we had a lot of growth and everybody like just relationships, marriages, all that good stuff. And we have some friends that have moved. But we went from having an idea for the YouTube channel with that group to
literally we wanted to do a whole big YouTube with Melanated Mommies. It was, if you know us from that era, that's what we would call ourselves.
That
if you don't know us from that era, we were just a big girl group of like five or six, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we were all different shades of melanin. And so we would call each other Melanin Mommies. And we always used to be together and we would literally just post our random ass lives, our day to day. Just when we go out, we would just post and it was a fun time.
We were definitely having a freaking time.
We were having a time. Like, and we wanted to start a YouTube channel then.
And we were low key all bartenders, right?
We were, yeah.
That was a lot of a start too. So even that's how me and Ty met. So crazy, crazy. I know people do not befriending their work friends, but when you come from a boobsterant, the trap.
You got to do what you got to do.
You do. So.
But yeah, it's so crazy. But if you know us from that group and then you're watching us now, we love everybody. Everything is all good. But now we did want to start another podcast in COVID.
Remember during COVID? Shout out to that not making it through just yet because we was not ready. We for sure would have been canceled.
We would have been canceled so much, especially me.
I still have that old episode. We were literally in the kitchen at a table screaming at each other. Literally.
Nobody was getting one word out. We were screaming on the top of our lungs. Why? We don't know.
Cheers to growth. So a little about myself. My name is Ashley. I model. I love making cocktails, like creating drink menus. Let's see what else. I'm a Trader Joe ho. I love pot. I love podcasts. I love politics. I don't know. You guys can kind of just see a little bit of my personality as we go. But I came from, I feel like if you really knew me, like I've come a long way. As my granny said, that I was a ugly black swan.
You were not.
she
was
say
a fucking
that
liar.
But yeah, we bloom and grow. But that's a little about me. I don't know what else about me. A little fun fact.
She's a really great person, you guys. Like Capricorns are literally so self-driven, so motivated. Name one broke Capricorn. You can't name one. You cannot name one. I love Capricorns. That's one of my favorite signs ever. Just an awesome person. Just a really good person. She supports locals' businesses all the time. So you may know her from supporting your business. She's just a real community girl. A real down-to-earth girl. Cool as shit. So that's my little input.
Thank you.
Yes, friend.
Bro. And she's a Trader Joe's hoe.
And when she said that, it cut me. I said, I know that's
right. I had
to
repeat it.
I'm sorry.
I know that was right.
Just being there strolling. Yeah. I honestly was going to make a Trader Joe's drink, but y'all bitches be buying up everything.
That it makes no sense.
It's popular. So you have to get creative on this one.
And it's really good. So my name is Ty. My name is Ty Tiana. But if you know me as Ty, then you probably haven't met me in the last like 5 to 6 years. You probably know me from like bartending, things of that nature. But if you know me as Ty T, then you probably really know me. We probably have a real friendship, a real relationship, or we have grown up together. And if you know me as Ty, you're probably a nigga because my baby father has gave me that name. And so it's just a cool name, but I'm still trying to figure out what name I want to run with on the pod. I'm really not for sure yet. Y'all leave some comments.
Yeah.
Leave some comments.
We might ease into a little different era.
Yeah.
Name. Couch.
Yeah. We're trying to figure it out. Like, I don't know. I know if you call me Ty, I know where you know me from. If you call me Ty T, then I know where you know me from. So I like that. So it might be tight because if you call me tight, then I know you know me from the pod for sure. I do have a son. He's 8 years old. I'm really like big into the fitness world. I love it over there. It's just so much fun. And that's like my first true love, I feel like, in this world. You know, of course, my kid, but you know, occupation, like, why
she
like,
be in the motherfucking gym is what she's trying to say.
I love it in there. It's so much fun. But yeah, I love like really good meals. Like even if someone cooks it, I love a good meal.
Oh yeah, we some foodies for sure.
We for real love to eat out.
My girl love her a good steak.
I do love me a good steak. I love me a good steak. It's something about it that makes me, I don't know. I love seafood too. I love oysters.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something about them that make me go crazy. But I feel like I'm a very bashful person. But when you're going to see me on this podcast, it's a very rah, rah, rah. Because it's like my best friend and I'm comfortable with her. But if we were out in person, she would be the one that was doing most of the talking. And I would just be like, mm-hmm.
I really nice don't, y'all. I don't know.
I swear. I feel like she's social.
We gonna see.
You think that I'm more social than you?
I definitely think you're more social than I am.
I think
I'd be saying hi and awkwardly running away from people, bro. This one dude was like, you looked uncomfortable. I was like, I was, because it was a lot going on. It'd be too many eyes. If it's a crowd, I'm gonna just, I'm gonna throw up my little peace sign.
If I know you, I'm gonna make you speak to me. Like, I'm gonna come up, hey, like then. But if I don't know you, it's not that I'm trying to be funny. I'm just like, I'm nervous. I'm not gonna say I'm nervous. I don't like to use that word, but I am a bashful person. And I'm just like to myself a little bit. But yeah.
That's real. But yeah, so that is about us. Hello, welcome to this first freaking episode about the notes. So we're going to do a little fun game.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Where, honestly, I forgot the name of this guy, this name.
I don't think it
the
has
name
a
of
name.
This game.
Does it have a name?
I think it does. I'm going to say a word and then count to three.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to see how we complete the word.
Yeah. So like, let me give you an example. So if you say taco, me and her both have to say Tuesday. And if we don't, you know, like that, like.
Let's
it's
just
how
go
well
for
we
it.
We know each other.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Baby. One, two, Three.
Mama.
Boy.
What? Nigga, you was off like a fucking
thing. Are we supposed to assume, are we supposed to both hear each other?
I thought we were both supposed to say at the same time.
Oh, I don't. Oops.
Damn, in my head went to baby mama. Say
the same, okay, I guess I'll try to time it with you then.
Okay.
All right, next word. Sexy. One, two, three.
Red. Grit. Are already excited when you said her name. I love sexy, y'all. Like,
okay. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Face. One, two, three.
Card.
Hey.
I'm trying not to look at you. Okay, okay.
Okay. Take. One, two, three.
Care. Off. Take care.
Honestly, take I don't off. Even know why Ooh. I said take off, but take care is a fave.
That was a really nice time.
Okay. Last one. Hair. One, two, three.
Atlanta. Tie. What did you say?
Hair tie.
Oh.
Hair Atlanta.
I was thinking about getting your hair done in Atlanta.
That. So we also, we love us some Atlanta.
We okay. love us some, we're always in Atlanta. We
The best hairstylists down. Are down there.
They do have the best hairstylists.
And that's all I'm going to say about that. Not all of them though, but not the scammers.
Not the scammers, but I have a couple of good ones. I'll put them in the link below. If you want to go check out my girl. Okay, I have one.
Oh, okay.
Pussy.
Are you going to count?
That'd be my question. I swear I have it written down. Okay. One, two, three. Lips. Boy. Top.
I ain't ready to talk that shit.
Is there pussy lips? Because it's like, wow. Like, when I think of pussy, I automatically think of those set of lips and go with it. Like, now she called the nigga some pussies. Like, oh my God. Oh, I'm sweating because that is too fucking funny. Oh my God. Okay, so I want to tell the story of how we met.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you remember how we met? I'll tell my version, then you tell your version. Like when I first met you.
In the trap.
Yep. In the trap. She was such a hustler. She was going to school. And I remember working with her. And I'm like, who the fuck is this girl? She got to close every night because she's late. I'm like, who is this girl? And so I think it was the night that I closed or whatever. Because like you already had to close because you were late. And I think I closed and I remember I first saw you and you had very curly hair. And I was like, I've never seen this girl, but I always heard like, oh, she's not coming in. You know, she got class, she got whatever going on. So I never met you for the longest, but I've always heard about you. And I'm like, who is this girl? That was my first time seeing you was when you came in and you worked that time. And then we were talking and you were pretty cool. I was like, she's cool as hell. And then me and one of the girls from Melanated Mommies, we got super cool because I started working behind the bar, but y'all are roommates.
Oh,
y'all were roommates. And then me and you started like we all were hanging out in the group. And so it would just be like everybody would text everybody like whoever is not busy. Like, what are we doing? We've got to pop out. It was like that. But I feel like it was before that, even before I knew y'all were roommates. It was because the other Melanated Mommy, we three were hanging out. In the car, we drove in the car. We ran out of gas.
Yeah. Shout out to our girl, Dollar. I hope she's doing Dollar. Good in Houston. That's
she lived in Houston. And so basically, me and Dollar was kicking in or whatever. And then that's how me and Ashley, like, we were all already friends, y'all. And I remember it was like one time we just had like a really deep conversation in the car. And we all became like, we're
and
like,
our friend,
you know,
just got that car, by the way.
She just got
it had yes. a little power.
So listen, our friend just got this car. This shit is so funny. Our friend just got this car and she was like, y'all want to see how fast it go? We were like, hell yeah. So we drove. We're going like 100 miles. Like we are flying
in the parking
in this
lot.
Bitch.
Damn near doing donuts.
Damn near doing donuts in the parking lot. And then we did all of that. She was like, damn, I did all that with no gas. So we're all driving, like about to drive home. And she ran out of gas. Like we ran out of gas. So I had a little yeah, yeah. It wasn't really a yeah, yeah. But I had somebody to call us and he was like, what? And he came. Remember he came in
yeah,
like,
he came and got a little, one of those little tanks and everything. My girl was on the side. We was on the side with her.
Yep. No, we parked in the parking lot. She was in the,
my girl broke down on the main road. Luckily it was late, so it wasn't busy.
It wasn't busy at all, but it was so much fun.
I mean, it was a fun time. I feel like that was one of the most memorable times. Yeah, when we first met.
Because I think we was out the sunroof. Like, she was
blowing we were out the sunroof. We was acting like we was just in a movie or a TV show or some shit. I don't know what we was on. Like,
on the trap shit, for days real.
Was, we just didn't care. I want to say we probably had a couple of shots.
Yeah, we was talking that shit in the car.
We used to be in there struggling.
And it was so much fun.
Hustling for some tips.
Literally.
It was fun, though.
It was very fun. And so then we, like, came up and we just... Like I said, we had all these girls. We were in a group. It was like basically your friend come, like my best friend, your best friend. And that's how we all started to hang out. And it was just like, it was just a fun time.
Yeah.
It was a very, very fun time.
It was fun.
Era.
Yeah.
And like, that's how we became friends. And then even was. People started having, like, people have children. People moved away. Mm-hmm. You know, just things. It's life. You get what I'm saying? And me and Ashley, we just remained friends through it all. Even when we moved away or like, you know, Virginia, whatever, South Carolina, like we still just made sure that we always kept in touch. And now it's going on like 6 years of a beautiful friendship.
Yeah. So now we're here just taking our conversations from the phone call literally to a freaking podcast.
Literally.
So
what's y'all's craziest story from the boob restaurant? What y'all call it?
Ooh, the boob restaurant.
The trap.
Yeah, the trap.
Our craziest story is when somebody did drugs. When somebody, okay, let me tell this story. Let me get my thought across. Sorry. Somebody did drugs and they fell out on the table. I don't even know if I'm allowed to say that story. I'll tell you my craziest story, though, what happened to me. So I was doing edibles one night because we would do edibles. It was me and three girls. We were working behind the bar and I did an edible and I was like, I ain't feeling it. I'm going to eat some more. She was like, the other girl was like, hell yeah. Like, all three of us back there, high as fuck.
I remember that night because none of y'all were fucking working, bruh.
Bro.
Everybody was high as shit.
We were high and it was the busiest night of my life. I wanted to cry. I wanted to literally cry. I remember I was moving slow as fuck. I'm trying my hardest. I'm like, that's literally me. And I know my eyes are like bulging out of my head because I'm so fucking high and I'm like paranoid. And this one nigga said, you want something right now? I said, oh my God, I can't go back over there. I cannot go back over there. I was like, please take them. Please. I did all that, y'all, and I only made like $200. I said, never again working a night shift. I didn't even work nights then, like on a Saturday night. I would never work Saturday nights. But I was like, don't ever pit me on a Saturday night. I did all that for $200. I was in that hole. I was like scared as shit for what? I don't know. Like, who was going to check me? But it was still just like, whatever. But I was just so high on that edible. I was freaking out.
There's so many stories from that. We used to always say, like, I feel like a lot of places where it's like all girls, like all women that work together, they need a reality TV show because it's always some drama or some shit going on. It'd be so much shit. I would say the craziest time there for sure. My number one, bitch, my life was at risk. I will never forget this motherfucking shit.
What was it?
Bruh. I was behind the bar with one of the melanated mommies, you know, my roommate. We back there, you know, doing our thing. I want to say it was busy. It was like patio season. A biker club was there. They got to shooting in this bitch. And I'm talking about, I'm ducking.
Yeah,
like,
y'all did say that.
They were shooting inside. And the homie, the friend, just in there.
Why are you ducking for that? Bro?
She over here making drinks, still pouring beer. Like, I said, my girl, we need to be careful. Like, niggas is shooting. Like, that was probably one of the wildest times. I think someone died. The environment was really toxic and unsafe. to be real.
It literally was very unsafe.
It was terrible. Oh my gosh.
It was a very unhinged place that you had a ball at. It was so much fun. It's like days. We have stories for stories in there. Like, oh my God. And then we were still there. We ended up quitting that job and then we went to the same job and then... We ended up quitting that job when COVID happened. And then we ended up this summer at the same job. And like, y'all were literally like, oh my God, is that your friend? And like, I didn't know y'all were friends in real life. Like, that is like my best friend. I wouldn't even been at that job if it wasn't for her. I wouldn't have been there. It's like, yeah, that's like my day one for sure.
No, real talk. Usually if you see me, you see her. But it's honestly the other way around. If you see her, you'll see me sometimes. If
I'm that out, is actually me, facts.
You might not see my girl.
Yeah. Y'all be calling me and asking me where I'm at. I'm sorry. I'll be at home. It's not summer. Look at me. I'm pale. Yeah. Yuck. It's hot. I need that hot weather to come back. But now we had some good times. We 6 years is a long time. I want to talk about like how to maintain maybe a healthy relationship with your best friend. I feel like it's being able to have uncomfortable conversations, even when they're not so pleasant. I feel like we just now have like came to that. Like,
yeah.
And we've been best friends for 6 years. And now it's coming to the point where we're like comfortable with each other and be like, hey, you know, this has been bothering me or whatever. And, you know, we're like, oh, OK, I'm sorry. I didn't know that I was intentionally. But I feel like communication to keep a good friendship. It just takes communication and just knowing your friend's love language or their friend language, whatever, and being able to show up for your friend. Whatever you think you need, give it to someone else.
Yeah. Facts. Real talk. Yeah.
I feel like it's just showing up too. Just showing up for your friend. It's really not that hard. Yeah.
When we don't even be having major issues. We literally have started several businesses together. And that's why, honestly, I just have so much fun with Ty. Because it's just like idea after idea just gets poured into. And we really, really bounce off each other so well. And I enjoy that about our friendship. Like, literally, we be going through similar things at the same time all the time. Like, we have both been on a couch, both depressed, talking to each other on the phone for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours.
And get mad when somebody call and interrupt. Please don't dare interrupt.
Real talk.
My 4 hour conversation.
It's my friend over all of y'all. I'm so sorry.
Men hate that. I hate when men get jealous of a relationship with me and my bestie. I'm like, geez, please don't do that. Because we've been through a lot. And I have this really bad thing where I pick my friends over my relationships. It's not like I pick them. It's just I trust my friends more than I do men. And I'm right. Every single time. They just come, they're the apple of my eye.
But yeah, that's how we met.
That's too damn good.
Do we have any more stories for each other?
We went to Atlanta and we met like this really big sugar daddy one time. Nobody gave him any sugar or anything.
I don't think he was a sugar daddy.
I don't think he was either.
He was just a short, bald nigga with a shiny ass head. He was chocolate as hell. He drove around. What was he driving? It was something with a drop top.
I don't even know what it was. Remember when we were young, okay?
We were young as shit. Listen, and this is the Melanin Mommy group, by the way. We was deep.
So we had like, he got us, we went to Atlanta or whatever. We went to Atlanta. We were trying to eat at this food spot. Two of the friends got out. He approached them. He was like, hey, what are y'all doing? We were like, we're in town. We're like, fuck it. Let's follow him. Don't ever do that, y'all. This is just our experience, okay?
We was just out here with vibes.
Met with him, went to his, he got us like a black sedan or whatever. And it was so funny, y'all, because we were young. So we didn't know. So we would like touch the door handles trying to get out to the club. He'll be like, don't get the fucking door handles. And he was short. So it was so funny.
Like, this man had to be no taller than like 5'3".
And it's not with the short kings. I don't care because my baby could be short.
We love short
but
kings.
But it's just, it was funny, y'all, the way he would have like a fit because we would touch the door. He'd be like, God damn it. You know Pinky from Friday? That's what he literally reminded me of. He'd be like, let him go in and check out the spot first. No. Damn.
You know a story with that? When we first started, when we first met that man, got me. We first pulled up on him, right? And he met us all. He took us to this like rooftop, like in this club. The club was like, I don't know, exclusive. And nobody else was on a rooftop. I guess he knew the owner. He'd hit some shit where it's like, oh, go stand over there for a little bit. And like he was talking to some people. And then all of a sudden we were going upstairs.
Yeah.
It was hot. It wasn't that hot though. Let me just tell you this.
Oh,
it was
that
not
one.
That hot. It was hot outside, but it wasn't hot.
Okay,
this
I know
hot.
Which one you're talking about.
I
forgot about that.
It's about what? Four of us sitting there, you know, we're having a little convo. We're all four sitting in a booth together, the girls. And then it's just him by himself. And this nigga proceeds to, in the middle of the convo, I don't remember what we were talking about, just pull off his shirt. We were like, okay.
When I say he would do the most random things, he was getting ready one night. And you know, like the cufflinks, he was like.
He would wear like Gucci scarves and stuff. And like it around his neck, it was like real proper and crisp and clean.
You could tell him
real
shined
up.
Alligator boots. They were clucking.
Probably like, what, late 30s at the time?
Yeah, we were
and
young.
We were like 22,
we were
21. Like,
we were young. I'm not going to lie.
Having a fucking time. He ended up not being too bad of a creep. Just a little weird thing sometimes. Maybe just was a little corny.
I think all
but he was fun. We had a time. When we hit him up, we went back down to Atlanta, saw him again, hooked us up. He even made us a whole, like, I swear that shit was catered. He was supposedly cooking us a meal.
Oh, it was
remember
good
that shit
too.
And he wouldn't give out the recipe. I'm like, nigga, you had a caterer and used to just covering. And I've never seen good.
I forgot about
I'm not going to judge him, though. Remember the way his he had this, like, penthouse, and it was, like, up really high. Like, literally
it was a penthouse super high suite. It was corner. Nice. That was when I first seen smoking super anything, fucking a smoking nice. Drink.
Yeah, he had a fancy smoker. Smoke machine to yeah, smoke your drinks.
Tequila, yeah.
But the mac and cheese was so fire. The I mac swear and cheese he was had good. A caterer. But I have never seen a man with such a nicely decorated apartment. Not to discredit anybody, but, like, I'm pretty sure he had, like, interior designer. But he had, like, this fluffy-ass white carpet. You remember that shit? And this long-ass dining room table that was, like,
I have a story.
Clear.
When one of our friends, she was out there bouncing on the swing. They were like, hey, our other friend came in there. She was like, that's a sex swing. The girl was like...
I forgot.
Like, that's a sex swing. She was like, what?
We're like, stop touching that shit.
We're like, stop touching it. I didn't know what it was.
I forgot there, about y'all. That.
I'm going to give me one of them. Oh. He had it on the balcony, too. That shit nice. I'm not going to lie. Like, now that I'm older, I didn't know then. Like, I was like, ew, what? Like, because I was young. But now me and my husband, whoever he may be, like, later on in the future, we're going to have one of them on the balcony. Mm. That's real fun. Spicy. Yeah, that's fun. I forgot about that. She was just like, dude, she was taking pictures, remember? Yeah. And the other friend was like, get off of that. She was like, what? She was like, get off of that. That's a sex swing. She was like, what? Get off the pictures. I was like, this nigga freaky as hell.
He was.
Like, this nigga's freaky as hell. He was cool.
And I want to say that was another time he just walked around with his shirt off. And I want to say, like, when he's taking his shirt off, this man is chocolate and he's just oiled up. Like, he literally looked like he was.
Like, he thought he was more chestnut. Oh, God. I'm like,
he did.
Bro, y'all already know. In another episode, y'all going to see where I talk about I do not fuck with the old niggas. It's nothing against y'all. It's nothing against the old niggas. I just. It's just not for me. No, one other time with him, though. Let's say one of our other times was Ashley never went to a sex club. I mean, a strip club. Strip club.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, you ain't never been to a strip club. Come on, we got to go. So he made Ashley get danced on by a stripper. And this girl telling Ashley her whole life story. I'm like, over. This is supposed to be a good time. She like, yeah, just here on the weekend. And that's the difference.
We didn't even go to a strip club, y'all.
We went to a gentleman's club. We seen T.I. that night.
I was ready for...
Which is cool, I guess.
I was ready for bitches to be in the air, on a pole, like, doing the splits in the ceiling.
I actually really wanted that ghetto shit. We was at Cheetah. You know Cheetah.
I did want that. It was very classy. I really was, like, ready to throw some ones. He was like, nah, you don't do that here.
Yeah, you put it in her or whatever.
Put it in her thong.
Yeah.
And then, like, he knew her personally, too. That's how you know that nigga just be... cringe.
Yeah, I actually just heard a story of this nigga. Like, this girl was on a date with a guy, and he was at the strip club, and he put his tongue in the stripper's booty.
That's pretty crazy.
That's really nasty.
You don't even know her.
She also told a story. Insane. She gave him a second chance, and he was like, "I have to pee really bad." And they were in the car, and she was like, "Okay, well, we're almost there," and he pissed on himself. And when I say I was dying.
Would you talk to a dude again if he did that shit?
If it's our second date, no. I'm not going to make you feel bad. I'm really not going to. I don't believe in making people feel bad in front of their face.
Did he pee in his own car or her car?
When he stood up, she said they got out the car and he just started peeing. And she was like, the place is, you're a guy. You couldn't whip your dick out?
Yeah, and I would have been. That is for sure. 911, let's pull over.
I would just not, it was his car. They were in his car. I wouldn't make you feel bad at all. I would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It's okay. It's totally normal. But I just want you to know, as soon as we get out the car and I'm calling my friends like, this nigga done pissed on himself. This grown ass nigga did pissed in his pants. My kid don't even piss in his pants. I'm talking that cash shit about you to my friends though. Never to your face. I would never hurt nobody's feelings like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you're already embarrassed.
That is embarrassing as hell.
You are already embarrassed for yourself. Like, imagine, like, somebody shitting in their pants. You shit in your pants. I'm throwing up. You're going to know I'm disgusted. Like, you fucking... It's fucking gross. Like, what?
I would just get on the phone. I would call you and literally start talking shit in front of his face.
Or not, I would just be like, you can go home. I'll call an Uber. I'm going to just... I can't even smell. I can't even... Y'all, one thing about me, like, smells, like, stuff like that. My kid was potty trained at the age of one because I don't fuck with shit. I literally don't. That is so nasty. Like, I would cry. I would be like, just leave me here. Like, oh my God. You shit on yourself is a different story. Why would you pee on yourself, though, as a grown man? You couldn't, like, wait till you got out the car and just whipped it out. I was like, I can't even hold it to go in. Let me just pee right here. You just said, fuck it. In your own car.
I try not to judge because I do be having to pee, and
there's been some nights where I thought I pissed on myself, but I didn't. That's embarrassing. And you know when I pee when I'm drunk, it's like a long, long time. Like, it's long as shit. It's like, I'm like, I'm still peeing. And I'm drunk, so I like have to really look down there and be like, because I'm squatting. I'm like,
no, I was about to say, especially peeing. When you know you're like squatting.
Yeah, when you're squatting is the worst because I'm like.
The terrible times is when you have on a one piece, bro. Like, you're just sitting there naked as fuck in the stall trying to pee. Oh my God. Hoping
nobody comes in. You're like, man. It'd be the worst when you had a nigga house and you're in the bathroom too long. And it's like, I swear I'm not taking a shit. I'm just peeing. Like, but it just be long as shit. It's just like going and going. You're like, I'm just trying to make sure every drop is out so you don't pee on this nigga bed. Like, you're like, please get all out of me, because when I'm drunk, it's like, I had this one, like, I didn't pee on myself or anything, but I had this like one good experience. It's a long time ago. But I was like, I thought I had the best night of my life. I was like, out. I like hung out with him. I went and hung out with my friends, and we got like super fucked up. We got like so drunk. He was like, please don't come over here on that drunk shit. I'm like, okay, of course I'm not gonna come over here on that drunk shit. It's like, don't ever drink and drive. But by the time I got to his house, I was pretty fucked up, but I didn't know it. And so I was like going to the bathroom. I was like, let me pee, taking that long ass piss. And I'm on the phone and I'm like, oh my God, girl, I'm still peeing.
We were
peeing.
On the phone with each other, because yeah. I remember this.
I'm like sitting there on the toilet, swear to you. I'm like, it's still going. And I was just like super fucked up and I just blacked out. I blacked out drunk and I call my friend and I'm like, I had the best night of my life. Like, oh my God, like, I love that night, whatever. And that nigga cut me off for coming to his house too drunk. I'm like, God damn, I'm strict to this bitch. I didn't even do anything. Like, I told you, don't come over here on that drunk shit. And I did. Like, I had the best night of my life. I still had the best night of my life, even with him cutting me off. But still, it was a good time. I literally was drunk as fuck. I was dropping shit on my way in the house.
I feel like I've been over a guy's house like that drunk. But there's this one nigga who did not play. He was like, if it's past a certain time, just text me when you get home. I'm like, damn. No fun.
I'm having a good time with my friend, and I want to come home to a good time with my man. I don't get that. Like, yeah. We have we're doing a segment, and it's called the Cherry Pop segment, and it's just where we touch bases about a sex topic. So for today's sex topic, do you like drunk sex?
Yeah.
I do. Love drunk sex.
I do enjoy it.
Men do not like drunk sex. Men that I talk to, they're like, I want you to be sober if we have sex. Why you always gotta be drunk? I'm like, that is so fun and so nasty. You may get a whole different bitch out of me. I don't even know she was in there. Like, why? Why do not men comment in the comments and tell us why you don't like drunk sex? Like, of course not, like, you're throwing up. At that point, you're raping her.
Yeah, consent is a thing for sure. Please. Like, I don't know. Be able to read your partner. And if they're actually there, let's go ahead and say that as a disclaimer. Yes. But no, I think it's fun. I like
me
it.
Me too.
I did have a guy tell me he like couldn't really do it because I guess he was just
soft.
Like, no, it wasn't that. It was fun. Then he's like, he just wasn't going to finish because he was too drunk. I was like, oh. I guess because he doesn't like drunk sex.
Boring. I don't know why y'all don't like that. I've heard it multiple times, not just like partners I'm dealing with, but just like people in general just say that all the time. Like men do. They're like, I don't like drunk sex or whatever. I'm like, why? It's so fun. It's like there's nothing like a summer night going out with your girls, getting fucked up, coming to your man's house and doing God knows what and passing out. That's like the best. And that's it'd be the scary times where you're like, should I take a plan B or should I not? You don't even know because it's so much fun. You just be careful, though. I'm just saying.
Risque.
My type of time. But yes, y'all, right now we are only doing 30-minute episodes. If you want longer episodes, comment, leave a review. And you can find us on TikTok at 2 Besties on a Couch. You can find us on Instagram at Two Besties on a Couch. And also you can find us on our YouTube channel if you want to see what we look like. Follow us at Two Besties on a Couch. And make sure you put the notification bell on to get notified when we drop. And subscribe. Mm-hmm. And leave us a review. And things like that.
Yeah. If you're listening to this on audio only, make sure to give us all the stars. And like Ty said, leave us a review. And cheers. Thank you guys for listening and watching.
Woo!
Hey, first cheers. Episode.
I'm feeling my drink.
Me too.
Feeling it.
I only had a couple sips. Shout out to Shadow. Sponsored by Shadow.
Sponsored by Shadow.